Welcome back to Gemara Tainus. Today we're learning Daf Chaf Zayin 27. As always, learning the merit of the hostages, the soldiers, all of Am Yisrael. And we're picking up the top of the page, really the top of the page, where we were discussing yesterday the concept of a Kohen learning from Nazir that Kohen's Dochanan can't do the can't drink, and also from the Avoda that we don't say they can't have any Concord, any sort of grape product. It's only they can't drink. So Gemara says as follows. If you want to learn, also partially from the temple service, so just as someone who has a Baal Mum, who's a blemish, cannot serve in the temple, they shouldn't be able to dochen. So we also say, again, basically, we're learning both ways. We're learning from Nazir they can't drink wine, and we're learning from Nazir, though, that someone who has a Baal Mum is still allowed to dochen, and we're learning from the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohen's allowed to have other byproducts of grapes. So the question basically becomes, why are we learning Zakula? Why don't we learn L'chumra? Why are we learning only L'chumra? Is because L'chumra and say perhaps that a Kohen's not allowed to, don't have a blemish, and like a nuz, and from a nuz, they're prohibited to grape seeds. So ask Mechita, Ninhubin Derabanan. So all this is rabbinic, and L'chumra, and therefore we go L'chumra. That's a little unclear which part of this is L'chumra, which part of this is rabbinic, which is not rabbinic. We're going to leave that for now. Okay, continues the Gemara. He's the Mamados. Like Vish number Tzavis B'nai Yisrael. Because it says command the children of Israel, how can it ever bring a Makam? What's it saying? Hoch Gamar. Elohim Mamados. These are the Mamados. Umatam take the Mamados. And why did they establish Mamados? Vish number Tzavis B'nai Yisrael. Barat the lemons, carbon, ilach, mili, shai. Command the children of Israel and say to them, I offer my food for my fires, which implies everyone has to be involved. Hey, carbon, oshaladin carbon, who ain't umin al gabo. How can a person bring a carbon from that there? Ketin, the Nevi'im are showing my servant Arab Mishmaros. The early Nevi'im instituted 24 Mishmaros as groups of Kohanim Levi'im that are divided. I'll call Mishmar Mishmar, Imam Yushalayim, and I'll call every Mishmar. There was a group represented them in Yushalayim, Shalkohanim, Shalvi'im, Shalisraelim of the three types of Jews. And Higiyas Ma Mishmar Olas, and when it came time for that Mishmar to go up, Kohen Levim only Yishalayim, but Kohen Levim go to Yishalayim, whereas seemingly the Yisraelim would stay somewhere. So what's going on? Let's say the Gemara. Tanu Rabban, Esrim Arba Mishmaros Beret Yisrael. There were 24 Mishmaros in Eretz Yisrael, Ushtayim Esrim Yericho, and 12 in Yericho. So that implies that, excuse me, the 36 Mishmaros. But Shtayim Esrim Yericho, how can be 12 additional in Yericho, Nivshal Hutuva? That implies the 36 Mishmaros, when in fact the Mishnah says only 24. El Shtayim Esrim Yericho, rather, 12 of the 24 are in Yericho. Higiyas Ma'an HaMishmar La'olos, but it came time for the Mishmar to go up. Chatzi Mishmar Ha'olos Beretz Yisrael Yishalayim. Half the Mishmar would go from their towns in Israel to Yishalayim. Chatzi Mishmar Ha'olos Yericho, and half would go to Yericho. Kedesh Yipazgum Ma'an Mazli Yachem Shem Yishalayim, in order to supply the water and food for their brothers in Yerushalayim. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kohen of the Yisrael Ma'akim as a Karbon. To have Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim around is actually essential in order for the carbon to be valid. The Bryce, however, it says, we should be in the Lazar, Omer, Kohanim, Levim, Klishir, Makam, is a carbon. It substitutes Yisraelim for Klishir. It says Kohanim, Levim, and musical instruments are essential for a carbon to be valid and leaves out Yisrael. So, my completely, what exactly is the point of contention between the first Bryce that says you need Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and the second one says Kohanim, Levim, musical instruments? Maris of Iker, Shira, Pepeh. So, one says, Iker Shira is vocal. It's using your mouth. That's real singing. We're going to say sing. It means to sing with your voice, not with instruments. Uma Savar, the one who says, no, you need to have Kohanim Levim and Kli Shir, Iker Shira Kli. Real music is with instruments. This actually comes up in a discussion about singing during Avelas, during Sfira, instrumental, not instrumental music, excuse me, a cappella music. Good. Omra Mechama Bar Gurya Omra. So now we're going to get some background on these 24 Mishmaros. Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros. So Rav Chaim Bar Guria says that Moshe was the one who created 8 Mishmaros. Arba Me'elazar V'dal Mi'Yisamar. 4 from the family of Elazar and 4 from Yisamar, the children of Aharon. Ba Shmuel B'Midu Ba'al Shish Esrei. Shmuel comes along and adds a number. So now he gets to 16. He adds 8 more. Ba'adav B'Midu Al Esrei Ba'arba. And Dav comes along and adds another 8. And that's how you come to 24. Good. Shinemar. The 40th year of the kingdom of David, they were sought, and they were found among them mighty men of valor in Yetzer of Gilad. Mesve. So this is all good and well that Moshe does 4, Shmuel does 4, and David does 4. Sorry, Moshe does 8, Shmuel does 8, and Dabur does eight, except we have another Mishnah that seems to contradict this. This comes from Rav. Moshe tikkun l'Yisrael m'shmona l'shavas. Moshe institutes eight. Arba milaz ba'arba mi'summer. Good. But Dabur Shmuel v'midah esmer arba. Then Dabur Shmuel come along and add on 24. Shnemar v'heimei yisrael Dabur Shmuel harib ha'munaso. It is they whom Dabur and Shmuel, there's the seer established for all time, which implies Dabur and Shmuel did it together. Hachik amar misoz Dabur and Shmuel ramti. So no. Dabur and Shmuel, they lived the same time. They say they lived in the same era. They knew each other. And therefore, from the two of them, their legislation ends up establishing an additional 16, which ends up being 24. So the prices aren't contradicting. When we say Dabur and Shmuel, we don't mean them separately. We mean them together. Tani Ido, another price which actually disagrees. Moshe Tikla Misrael, Shisha Shmars. Moshe Institute 16. Shmone Elazar, Shmone Summer. 8 from Elazar and 8 from Summer. Ukshrab and Elazar, Albany Summer. And when the descendants of Elazar became more numerous than the descendants of Isamar, Chilgamida Alasim Arba. So they redivided them and set the number to 24, meaning to say 16 from Elazar and 8 from Isamar. Shnemar, Yusu Bnei Elazar, Rabbi Moshe, Igbaram, Min Bnei Itmar. And the descendants of Elazar were found to be more numerous by the count of the men than the descendants of Isamar. By Chilgam, and then Elazar, Roshim, Leis, Ovo, Shisha, Asar. So they divided them into, again, and Elazar got 16 of the families. And Itmar, Leis, Ovo, Shmona, and Isamar got 8. Okay. That is in Dibur HaYomim. But Omer, it says, Beis Ab, Echad Uchaz Lazar, Echuz Uchaz Lisamar. Okay. And therefore, we have a second puzzle that says, one family extra for Lazar, and for Isamar, they kept it as it was. So two psukim. One puzzle says explicitly, one puzzle said they added on to Lazar and didn't add on to Isamar. So Gemara says, my bummer, why do we need a second puzzle? The first one is good and well, it was sufficient. Why do we add it on? So Chitema Kihechid Nashi B'nei Lazar. Maybe you want to say just as the sense of Elazar increase, Hachanam Nash Bnei Yisamar, Yisamar also had a multitude of children. Shmona Mikara Arba Hayu. Therefore, the original Mishmars were four, and now they're eight. Tashima, come and see here, based on Echad Uchaz, Uchaz, Uchaz Litamar. So come and say again, you might have thought maybe he had four initially, and the other one had eight, and then they increased Elazar to 16, Yisamar to eight. The answer is no. Yisamar always had eight, and he kept him at 8, whereas Elazar, they added on an extra 8, so he had 16. To Yufta Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, the point is, this is a Yufta, this proves Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, who said it was 8, 8, and 8. 8 to Moshe, 8 to David, and 8 to Shmuel. So Amar Lecha Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, Tanahi, he says, look, it's not a Yufta, you're not disproving me, rather we both have two different sources. I have my source, and you have your source. And I hold the corner of Tanah who said it was 8, and you hold the corner of Tanah who said it was 16. Tanah Rabbana. There were four Mishmos that returned back to Israel after Gullah's Bavel. Meaning to say, once the Jews were exiled, when they returned, and after the days of Purim, the only four of the Mishmars came back. Everyone else was lost. So it was Yodiah, Cherem, Puchar, and Imar. Peshuchar and Imar. These are the families. So what did we do? So the prophets who were there got up, and they did the follows. They redivide them up to make 24 groups of these four. Okay. But how did they do so? They basically took parchment and mixed it into a box and did a Chinese auction. First, so therefore, the first one was Idea. So he drew a lot first, and he also drew the lot of six of his colleagues, meaning who are no longer with them. He did the same. And then basically, now they learned, I have my time, and I have these six people who I drew, I got their time as well. And when they reestablished now that this is going to be the new Mishmar, it was reestablished so much so that let's say, miraculously, one of these lost Mishmar showed up, we'd say to them, sorry, you've been pushed away. Now, even though you were the head Mishmar Amal before this, now you're pushed away because divided up the Mishmaros. So it says the Jews of each Mishmar who didn't go to Yerushalayim stayed in their cities, and they said they davened there. They read from Maaseh Bereishis, right? The first parak of Bereishis, of the Torah. How do we know this? Amar Yaakov Baracha, Amar Asi, and this is a Gemara we actually know from Megillah. Because, and how do we know the Mishmar is written from Maaseh Bereishis? Because if we didn't have the Maamados, we wouldn't have the world. Why? Listen to the following. This will be right when we learned at the end of Megillah. Abram says to God, Elohim, how do I know that I will inherit the land of Israel? I think this is in the Shabbos of God al-Drasha. Amar Avram, Rebonish Olam. Shem Yisrael Chotlin, in front of me. Avram says to God, maybe the children will sin. At Oslam to Dara Mal, Dara Flaga, and you act with them the way you did with the generation of the flood, generation of the Dara Flaga, of the Tower of Babel, and you'll destroy them. Amar Olam, God says no. On the point of Abraham says, Rebonish Olam, tell me, how do I know they'll inherit the land? How do we know that you're always going to forgive the Jewish people? I'm allowed kochli egel mishalashes as mishalashes. Bring for me three calves and three goats, as in the bris of Ibn Asarim. So I'm on the phone of Abraham says to God, what you're trying to tell me is in the zechus, the merit of all the sacrifices, you're always going to forget the Jewish people. You're never going to stay angry at them long. Therefore, they're going to have the land. Rebonish Olam, tenach v'zash beis hamikdash kayim. This is all good and well as long as the temple's existence. Bizanj in Bais HaMikdash Kayom, when the Bais HaMikdash is destroyed, Matei Aleihem, what merit will you forgive them? How do we know, Magishan, that they're going to have the land? Aralo Kavar Tikni Lehem Seder Karbonos. God said, I established for them the fact they can read the Karbonos, when they read the Karbonos, Malin Yalem, I'll make it as if, Kilo Hikri Lefanav, they brought the Karbonos for me, when Shalom Paras Faseinu, and Imoch Lehem HaKolban Asam, to read the Karbonos, when actually fulfills the obligation. Unbelievable. Tanu Rabbanan says the Gemara Vayter. Anshe Mishmar, Mispal Karban Achim, she's Kabul Ratzin. They pray that the offering of their brethren would be accepted with favor. I know it's in the members of the Maimon who go and they have four fasts. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The first day they fasted for the sea travelers. The Shlishi Al Hoche. Midbaris on Tuesday for those going through the deserts. Rabbi Al Achsa Shlo Tibal Tinokos on Wednesday. The children should get sick with this Oscar, which was some sort of disease. Which Bachamishi Al Uboris Minokos on Thursday for the pregnant and the nursing woman. Ubarishle Pilo, the pregnant woman, they will not miscarry. Nekosh Nikolas and the nursing ones will have sufficient milk for their children, because back in antiquity, before they had artificial means of feeding a child, before they had formula, so that you had to have the milk. They wouldn't fast on Erev Shabbos, when they come at Shabbos, because they don't want to go to Shabbos famished. Kavachomer Shabbos, Atzmon certainly wouldn't fast on Shabbos. Be'achon Shabbos, my time alone. Then the question is, why didn't they fast on Sunday? Amar Rav Yochanan, three reasons. We'll give three reasons. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mipnei Hanotshim, because of the Christians. The Christians would fast. Christians had their Saturday, their Sabbath was on Sunday, and apparently this was instituted because of fear of persecution. Because of fear of persecution, the Jews wouldn't fast, because people say, why are you fasting on our holiday? And they get up, they persecute them. Because there was an extra soul that came on Shabbos that left. It's the third day from creation. Remember, this is the third day from Shalom Yisera. It's the worst day, the most severe, harshest day. The third day from Mila is the wet day that it's most difficult. And Rish Lakish says, because he lost his extra neshama. The extra soul is given to the Jew on Shabbos. Moshe's note, unless some menu, and Moshe was taken away. Shnemar Shabbos ve'yinafash. Shabbos he was refreshed. Kevin Shabbos, once he's rested, vay of the nefesh, he says, "Whoa, my soul is gone." I mean, the extra soul. And therefore, I guess in some sort of mourning for this, we don't fast. Says the Ma'ara Vayter. But Yom Rishon, they read Bereishis vehirakia. Tana Bereishis b'shnayim. The beginning, they read it by two people. Hirakia bechan, and one, they read it by one. The Shloma Yirakiya Be'echad. So Mishlama Yirakiya Be'echad. It makes sense. They read, let there be Yirakiya in one, plus the Pilkei habits, three Sukkim. So this goes back to, you learned Megillah, every Aliyah has to have a minimum of three Sukkim. Rosh Mishnayim, but how would they read Bereishis, which is the first five Sukkim, with two Aliyos? One Aliyah is going to be three, one's going to be two. So the Mishnah says, the Karbat Torah, Aliyah plus Megillah Sukkim. As we know, one of the reasons the Torah can't read fewer than three Sukkim. Rav Amar, Dali. Rav says, the second reader goes back and reads the last verse of the first reader. Shmuel Amar, Pasek. No, Shmuel says, we actually split this third verse in half. The first Leah gets the two and a half Sukkim. Next one gets two and a half of the latter Sukkim, which is, second of the third, four and five. Good. Rav Amar, Dileg, my time alone, Amar, Pasek. Why did Rav say you should go back and re-say the third verse again and not split it? Several called Pesukim, love Pesukim Moshe, and love Pesukim. Like, Rav holds any Pesuk that was not formulated, that was not divided, excuse me, Moshe divided it, we don't divide in and of ourselves. Halacha l'maisa, some, they'll never say half Pesukim, which is why some people not to say the whole Pesukim Bracha, they actually add on to say the whole Pesuk there. Ushmal Pesukim, Moshe, Shmuel says we split, my Pesukim, why do we split? Amar Rav Chanina, Kara, so Rav Chanina said, Tzar Gadol, Ha'yali, Eitzar, Rav Chanina, Gadol, great pains that Rav Chanina, Gadol, which let me divide the verse. He says, because he only let me divide it up to teach school children whole time in Osin because I was doing it to teach. So clearly you shouldn't write a pasuk if you're not doing it to teach. And so why would Shmuel let you do it? Shmuel has some time in my should last shar. He says not possible. Meaning to teach a kid the whole pasuk at once, not able, not able to comprehend all at once. Hasnami last shar. Here too, it's the same logic. You're not able to have any other reading of the Torah because you need to have a minimum of three psukim. So what's your option? So the Gemara is going to say, obviously, what's the option? Mulam or pasuk. Just split. My time will just say, go back. Meaning, seemingly, if you can't go back, and your only option is to split it. But why not just go back and read the third pasuk twice? So, it's very simple. We're concerned if someone comes into shul early, someone comes into shul late, they're going to hear someone reading for the second Aliyah, reading from pasuk 3, 4, and 5, and they're going to assume the first person got an Aliyah didn't read three verses. They're going to assume they only read 1 and 2, not realizing, no, they actually read 1, 2, and 3. Now we went back, and this guy read 3, 4, and 5. And same way all the way around. If someone comes in early, is going to leave early, so we're concerned he's going to hear the first Aliyah being 1, 2, 3. He's going to assume the second Aliyah is only going to be 4 and 5, and then he just that's a problem. Great. Gemara says, Meisvei, Parsha shall see shipsuk and koran as a shnayim. A parsha of six psukim are read by two people. Veshachamish should be yachad, vimarisha and kara gimel. And if a paragraph has five, we read it by a single reader. And if the first person reads three, ashina kara shnayim parsha zu b'achim parsha acheres. The second reader should read from these two verses and one from the next parsha. Ah, so what's the thing here? So now we don't go back, we don't split. Veshachamish and gimel, some should read three of the next paragraph. Because they don't begin a parsha less than three psukim. Point is, why is Rav and Shmuel either both have their recourse of either going back or splitting the pasuk in half? Just continue reading into the next aliyah. So mandar dilik. According to Rav, it says go back. Mandar pasuk. According to Shmuel, read half. Say shani hasim. Here it's two. It's different. Why? Top of the page. This is Revcha because there's a way around it. Meaning to say, there is. He has the option to read from the next verse. Whereas if there's no option to read from the next verse, you have to resort to the Rav or Shmuel of reading it, splitting it in half. Or going back. I wish you all a wonderful day.